This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. The continuation now of my conversation with Louisiana Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy, who represents the state's 6th Congressional District. The first part of our conversation dealt with his efforts to make sure that the state prepares as well as possible for the rising waters of the Mississippi River. You can find that interview elsewhere at this website. I also had a chance to speak with Congressman Cassidy about the brewing fight within the Republican Party over the right way to do health care reform, particularly as former House Speaker Newt Gingrich took some shots at the plan offered by House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan over the weekend on Meet the Press, and even suggested that individual mandates could be okay, just not the way that the Obama health care plan currently sets them up. And I began this part of the conversation by asking Congressman Cassidy, who's also a practicing physician, what he made of the conflict within his own party.
I oppose individual mandate. We need to have health care reform, but we need to have health care reform in a way which is consistent with American values. American values don't really include the federal government reaching into your life and telling you exactly where to be, what to do, and what to purchase. Now, we have to have reform, but it can't sacrifice basic American values. So Mr. Gingrich and I depart on that, although I gather in some degree he's come back off that position. Second thing regarding the Ryan plan, or now the Republican plan, let's just make sure that everybody knows what it is. First, it acknowledges that if we don't reform Medicare, it is unsustainable. If we don't reform Medicare, it will not be there for the folks who retire in 15 years, or for the folks who are on it in 15 years. So if you're 65 now and plan to live until you're 80, it'll be bankrupt by about 2021. So what the Republican plan does, it says that if you're 55 and above, and if you're already on Medicare, nothing changes. If you are 55 and above, so i.e. approaching retirement, or you're already on Medicare in retirement, nothing changes at all. If you're 54 and below, then you get a plan which is similar to what members of Congress have. Now, members of Congress get what is called premium support. I go out, I look at the different health care plans, I pick the one that's best for me, and then my employer, the House of Representatives, pays a certain portion of my premium. I pay the rest. The difference is that if under the Republican plan, if somebody is poor, 100% of things are paid for. If somebody has terrible illnesses and their income is being eaten up by their illness, that is 100% paid for. It's just the wealthier people that will have to pay a portion. If we do this, we preserve Medicare for those who are on it and about to be on it, and we strengthen it for those who will enter it over 10 years from now. Now, that's not a bad plan. And, Greg, let me point out that a similar plan has been proposed by Democrats in the past. So John Breaux, a moderate Democrat from Louisiana, had a similar plan in 1996. People asked him if it was a voucher, and he wrote an editorial. He said, it is definitely not a voucher. Something along the lines of what I just said, it is similar to what members of Congress have. So it is something which, on a bipartisan basis, people have supported in the past. If folks have a better idea, I'm willing to listen to it. But if all folks want to do is poke holes at something which is a reasonable solution and members of both parties have supported in the past, frankly, I don't have very much patience with it.
And yesterday, Chairman Ryan said, if you think that the Republican plan is risky, you should look at the president's plan, when he says essentially a panel of bureaucrats is going to be deciding where spending is cut, what type of services are permitted and not covered. Do you agree with that point, that the Democrat plan is far riskier?
The president's plan places a great deal of faith in a big, powerful government. It really thinks that government has the ability to tell a patient and her physician exactly what should be covered, what should be done, to otherwise interfere into something which is among the most personal and private interactions in our society. The president's plan is just a monument of trust of big government. The Republican plan says, no, wait a second. We're going to rely upon the patient to make the best decision for both her health and her pocketbook. It's been my experience as a practicing physician for the last 20 years, Greg, and I'm still seeing patients. It's been my experience that if you put the patient in control, not the government, not the doctor, but the patient, if you put the patient in control, she makes those wise decisions. Her health is better off, her pocketbook is better off, and we as a country save money.
Well, we'll certainly be following this debate. It's likely to heat up very, very soon. Congressman, I appreciate you taking some time out of your very busy day there attending to your constituents and the rising threat from the Mississippi. We greatly appreciate it today.
Hey, thank you, Greg, and please just encourage all your listeners just to keep the folks affected by the flooding in their thoughts and prayers.
We certainly will. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Louisiana Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy represents his state's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Columbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.